man.
It's just plain hot.
Wow, is it ever. This is smoking hot.
We got on the subject of, well, good material for self-stimulation. And we started talking about women and what do they use to, or what do they think about when they're doing this very, very hot thing?
HSA, hot solo action.
And my God, did this subject take off. Jennifer?
Hello.
We're talking about what fantasies females use for that particular activity. And why is it hot? We got some women on the phone, including Jennifer,
on a subject like this.
What do you use as fantasy material?
My husband and his cube mate.
Oh, you think about them both doing you?
Double teaming you?
Oh, definitely.
Wow. No kidding.
Have you ever been double teamed?
Yes.
Really? Oh.
Wow.
Was your husband involved in some of those activities?
You got to watch.
Oh, well.
He got to watch?
He
wasn't even in the double team? He was third string?
He got to watch.
Well, geez, you've come this far. I suppose you could just tell your husband to go get that guy.
Yeah, recruit him.
Well, you know, we've tried to recruit him. But he's married, and his wife is not into it, so you respect that.
Well, yeah, if you're in kind of swinging mode, I mean, as we've learned with the swinging lady, I mean, they're so into... There's swinging etiquette. I mean,
totally.
You'd think that when you're into that, that it would just be anything goes. But they're real cognizant of each other's feelings and nobody getting hurt.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what's going on and up front.
Oh, definitely. Wow.
How old are you, Jennifer?
I'm in my 30s.
No.
Early 30s.
I'm jealous, by the way.
And are you hot?
Yes.
Really? How tall are you?
I'm 5 foot.
Five foot. A spinner?
Yeah.
What do you weigh?
About 110.
Mm-hmm. 5 foot 110.
You got ration?
No, unfortunately.
No raction, but I bet you got a nice little butt.
I do.
What color hair and eyes?
I'm blonde. I have long blonde hair and blue eyes.
Oh,
and
man.
Did you grow your hair long so you could have more of yourself?
Yep, there you go.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Alrighty.
Boy, that's too hot.
Yeah, that's really hot. Tanya is 21.
Yes.
Hi, Tanya.
Hi.
The messenger says, she sounds hot. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What would be your fantasy material for the Big M?
I would say either thinking about me doing things with other people, like my boyfriend, or not magazines. I know you guys want to hear about magazines.
Videos? Yeah. What do you like to watch on a video?
I don't like nasty stuff. I don't like watching oral things, nothing like that. I like watching people have sex.
Oh, is this a that's where pee comes from kind of thing?
what scenes do you like specifically on video?
Missionary.
Oh, really?
I've only seen a couple.
The straight ahead stuff?
Yeah.
Something romantic?
Well, I don't know. Creative things.
Do you want to see people make love?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not always. It depends what you're in the mood for. You can be in the mood for, like, soft, sensual stuff, or you can be in the mood for nasty stuff.
But now, when you're sitting there fantasizing, ready to have a masturbatory session with yourself, do you push the limits in your fantasy? Do you do the things that you ordinarily wouldn't do in your fantasy?
I think maybe I do them, but...
Oh, so you wouldn't fantasize about anything that you wouldn't do, necessarily?
Oh, maybe I do.
Such as?
So. Sometimes, I guess so, now that I...
Such as?
She fantasizes about things she's ashamed
of. Okay, things that I haven't tried yet with my boyfriend, or...
Things you want to try,
like,
that you haven't.
For example, the
with
butt?
With my girlfriend.
With your girlfriend. Oh, hi. So, like a threesome?
No.
No?
No.
No threesome.
Wait,
Just you and her.
I would never... Yeah, I'd never do threesome.
You and her. Wow. That's hotter yet.
And what happens in that fantasy? Are you kissing her?
Yeah.
You're in
control. Are you taking her brassiere off?
It's already off.
Oh,
no kidding.
Is your mouth suckling?
We're in the shower.
Oh, you're in the shower. You're washing each other.
Yeah.
You're cleaning each other up for your encounter.
Uh-huh. So you're all soapy and your hand is running all over her soapy, slippery, perfect buttocks.
And then
your hand reaches around to her front. Am I right?
Yeah, there's a reach around.
Yeah.
Female reach around.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
you start going to work, and you work her, don't you?
I don't know.
Go on.
I don't fantasize as much about that as I do my boyfriend.
Really? No. Don't switch gears into your boyfriend.
as much as her boyfriend, that's a lie.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, hey, it's been nice talking about it.
Well, it's been great talking about it. One last question, however, I have to ask it.
Okay.
Somewhere in your fantasies, do you ever consider a little butt action?
No. Painful.
No. Okay.
Painful.
Just wait, but you know what's amazing? But it's a fantasy. It doesn't have to be painful. Just change the fantasy where it isn't painful.
Hey, Jen.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
What are you up to?
Good move.
Well, I just had to pull over. I was driving, and it's hard to drive and listen to you guys and masturbate at the same time. So.
Oh my God! How smoking hot!
You guys are totally hot. How you're just getting this girl to talk about things and putting words in her mouth and like.
Let's start off finding out what you look like, Jen.
5'8", 130.
Ooh,
fabulous.
60.
How old are you?
30.
30. Nice age. And hair color?
Blonde. Blue eyes.
Blue eyes.
Long hair, short hair?
Long.
Long legs?
Long legs.
Beautiful legs. Great. Oh, man.
And what do you fantasize about?
Well, it's weird because I didn't know all females did this, but I always fantasize about my soon-to-be ex. We used to have a girl that we'd bring home a lot.
Really? Where'd you get her?
Mm-hmm. Off the internet.
No kidding.
No, from a site or is it somebody in a chat room or what?
From a chat room.
Really?
Yeah.
And she was a bi female, so.
And you met her and she fit the bill, huh?
Yeah, and anything went. So you think
back to those days.
Was this something that worked because it worked with your boyfriend or because you found women attractive?
Well, I find women attractive, but not just any woman.
Yeah.
And it worked with my man, too, so.
Have you ever found the right woman before for you personally so that you've had an encounter with just her and you?
No, but I'd like to.
Yeah, you'd like to this minute,
and
wouldn't
she's
you?
So hot, too.
I know.
Girl on the phone.
And you would be the aggressor, wouldn't you?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
Now, with your husband and this girl you used to bring home, did you ever get in any 69 action?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, what's the point of bringing her home if you can't do that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right, exactly. I can already imagine. You're in the car right now. You're pulled over, and you've got your skirt hiked up all the way past your hips, don't you?
Can you see me or what?
I'm sorry.
What did the girl that you met on the web look like?
She was blonde, and she was a little bit heavier than me, but I'm telling you what, she made up for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that she was, and she just seemed to know me and know my man. My man
she,
was...
She knew what made you feel good. She seemed to know your body. Almost
she's
as
got,
as
her,
you
she's got her own equipment.
Yeah.
She was the best.
Man.
Okay. Boy, I hate
but
to
I
let you go.
I just want to call and let you guys know that I didn't expect to be on the road getting this hot this morning. So thanks.
Hey, good luck. Good luck the rest of the way.
Fantastic.
Thanks.
I wish I had a video of the action right this minute. Wouldn't that be great? Oh, smoking hot.
Hey, Lily. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
How old are you, Lily?
I am 26.
26. Wow. And let's hear the stats. How tall, how much you weigh, color hair, color of eyes?
I am blonde, blue eyes. I am 5'4", but I am a big, beautiful girl and 200.
Mm. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And what's your, you probably got a huge rack, I bet.
I have a huge rack.
Wow. Oh, yeah, I'll
Let me
bet.
Just put on my tube-colored glasses.
Wow.
And what's your fantasy?
Well, when I masturbate, I don't think about anything I would usually do.
Okay, so you spread the limits, or you extend the limits.
Oh, yeah. I think about, people taking turns with me on stage.
Wow.
Oh, in front of a crowd.
Yes.
Mm.
And I also think about other women, or, two women and another guy. Kind of your average crazy porno in my mind.
Porno scenes.
Have you watched pornos?
Yes.
So you get a lot of ideas about group weird, wacky, weird group stuff just from watching that.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then I actually have looked at girly magazines while masturbating.
No kidding.
Shots of hot women?
Yeah.
Is there any one woman that you found that you kept going back to in the magazine because it was a really hot one?
Yeah. She kind of looked like Betty Page.
You know, funny, Betty Page never did it for me, but a lot of people find Betty Page to be really hot.
Oh, sure.
I do.
I couldn't get past the haircut for some reason. I just didn't find her hot at all. Hey, Lynn, you naughty girl. How you doing?
I'm
good. How are you?
Good. How old are you?
God,
25.
25.
Man, you sound hot.
And jeez. How tall are you?
I'm sorry?
How tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
Yeah. Are you petite, medium build, or heavy set?
I'm medium build. I'm 140 pounds.
Yeah.
5'7".
And Raction?
34D.
Yeah? Natural?
Yes.
Natural. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Always nice to have
it is
natural.
Nice.
Natural is very nice.
Oh, and yeah. Do you frequently play with yourself?
Oh, of course.
Yeah?
No kidding.
Do you have a boyfriend?
I'm married, actually.
Oh, you're married.
Oh, really? Does he know this? Or
oh,
is this
definitely.
Oh, do you do it in front of him?
Oh, of course.
Oh, great. That's
wow.
Fantastic. How
it's
five-star hot.
It's funny how normal a lot of things that seemed really wild 15 years ago seem. Now it's really not a big deal.
No, not at all.
Because we were in the... It seems like the United States was in the dark ages in terms of being comfortable with its own sexuality. We're such squares and so straight.
Even the years I was born, I feel like it was a stone age for how we thought compared to now.
Well, when I was in college, even, you just didn't hear about stuff like this.
No.
These 20-somethings coming along. Anything goes.
They're a great group. Boy, what a hot group.
Unfortunately, we sort of missed the boat.
I know it. Man, is that a bummer. There's so much that could have been experienced.
But hey, maybe we can learn something from these young people.
Yeah, maybe we can.
Hey, Lynn, so what's your fantasy?
My fantasy is... I'm a mulatto. I'm black and white.
Mm-hmm.
I always fantasize of being a double stuffed Oreo cookie.
Aren't you naughty?
You nasty
damn
girl,
almighty.
Now, have you ever made that happen?
No, not with actually my husband and another person.
Oh, is your husband white or black?
My husband, he's Hispanic.
Oh, he's Hispanic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wow, you could have quite a combo.
Yeah.
I'll do the white.
Yeah.
The white guy.
Mark's volunteered to be the white guy.
Mm-hmm. Melting pot
guy
in bed.
He'll be the black guy.
None of us can sub for the black guy.
Is that a fantasy that you go back to frequently?
Yeah, but there's a lot of things him and I talk about when we're intimate other than that.
Such as?
We do also use the magazines. I think it's an extreme turn on when I watch him masturbate to a magazine.
Can you make me feel good? Can you make me feel good? Make me feel good.
I hope this feels good.
What magazine do you use?
Cherry.
Hot. Yeah.
Club.
No, that,
I always
want to
be a homebody of the month.
Oh, no kidding.
Really?
Well, why don't you?
Send your picture in?
Oh, no.
No, why don't you? Why don't you be good and naughty and send your picture in? Blur your face.
I don't think I've gotten that far yet.
Well, you'll get that far, I can tell. It's not going to be long. Do you take any photographs with him?
Oh, no photographs.
No.
Video.
Video, yes. Yeah. Video of you masturbating, isn't that right?
Of us together, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
together.
Yeah.
So you actually like watching him get himself off.
Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, you act like that's the most shocking thing.
It is shocking to me.
Chris doesn't watch it.
Because guys end up looking like they should be on a rock in the zoo when they're doing it.
I know, but they are. They are chicks, though. I mean, we are the opposite.
I know. Listen, I'm with you.
I'm glad you're shocked. If you were totally cunt, we'll go, oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, we'll be pretty freaked out. Thanks,
yeah,
Lynn.
Well,
we have some other hot chicks to
Lynn,
get to.
Listen, we love to spend all day with you, believe me, but...
Stacey?
Yes.
How you doing?
Good.
How old are you?
30.
What do you fantasize about?
Well, what I was saying on the phone is there is a book that's out. I think people, like, we'd be embarrassed to say some of the things that we're fantasized about because they're probably a little bit more raunchier than people believe they would be.
Right. Oh, you know
it. A book that was written by Nancy Friday. It's called Secret Garden. And it's all the fantasies that women have, and it is raunchy.
No kidding.
Oh, you know what? That's the book that the author of The Big Book of Masturbation was referring to, and she refers to it in her book frequently. Secret Garden, it's called?
Yes, Nancy Friday. And it's she had such a good response from it that she wrote another book because women were just writing in on their fantasies that they have.
No kidding.
So if you want to get some good ideas.
So what do? Do you tend to read
that? Exciting as hell to read it.
Do you sit there, do you master, like if you're by yourself, would you masturbate while reading that?
Well, yeah.
Can you make me feel good?
Can you make me feel good?
What?
Okay,
this
is feeling good. Can't find a G-spot.
I'll do it as I can.
A G-spot to hook my finger.
You gotta cap that before she starts boning other guys, kid. Booyah!
Hey, Stacy.
Yes.
What stuff in Secret Garden would just literally blow our mind that's frequently referenced in there? Something that you said, you know, it's really raunchy. It's probably beyond what anybody would think. What would surprise people in that book?
Gang rape.
Oh, gang rape. Yeah, that would surprise me.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's, yeah. But that is a fantasy. I've heard Dr. Ruth even say this, that being taken by force mm-hmm. is a not an unusual female fantasy.
Definitely, because it's a stranger who comes out of nowhere. You don't know anything about him. It's.
But I think in the fantasy, this is a good-looking guy
who doesn't stink.
It's not some slob ex-con.
Oh,
you
hell
know,
no.
He's been homeless for 3 weeks.
Yeah, no, he probably look, you know, some really cool shirt, you know, and all this stuff and billowing. Yeah, probably some billowy shirts. Probably something from the medieval days. You know, he's got. Yeah, there's the wind machine. Boy,
be careful about what you're revealing about yourself.
No, there was this movie once where this guy, this midi. No, no. You know what it was? It was the guy was a vampire.
Don't bring your home movies into this.
I better not dig in on this one. I wish I could explain the billowy shirt, but I just can't. There's no. You know what? I'm gonna cut my losses.
Stacy,
back to you, my dear.
What else? What else in Secret Garden would blow people's mind? You there?
Stacy,
you freaked her out.
Yeah. Well, no. I didn't figure. She just heard the stuff about the billowy shirt and thought, no, he doesn't get it.
WRIF.
Yeah.
What are you doing on the phone?
Talking to you.
What are you calling about?
I was going to comment about that Secret Garden book.
Oh, what about it?
My wife had that book.
Yeah?
And you were asking about what in there would blow your mind?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of animal stuff in there.
Animal stuff? No, I'm sorry. That cannot be common. I don't buy that at all.
No, hell, bestiality, no way.
We saw that clip on the web. That was no fun.
That was a drag.
That horse was way too big for that lady.
Oh, God, yeah. It hurt her something bad.
And she threw up,
she
too. That wasn't terribly attractive.
She threw up. Oh, God. Oh, that was horrible.
You know, we're just going through emails like, oh, attachment, all that. I click on there.
That was
like,
the grossest thing.
Wait, what's that? There's a new lady in a horrible.
I know.
What?
I know. This huge slung. And then, boom!
Oh,
whoa. When that thing went off.
A lot of people have seen that.
Like, boom!
Hey, Linda, we'll take two more.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic.
She sounds hot.
At work, so I can't really be very loud.
All right, why don't you quietly tell us how tall you are and all of that.
I'm 5'6". I weigh about 112.
Perfect.
She sounds hot.
Hair and eyes?
Brown eyes and curly blonde hair.
Breast size?
33C.
33C? That's an unusual size.
But
you can't, too big for a 32, but yet you kind of swim
in
a 34?
I'm in between.
Okay.
Wow, you sound actually quite nice.
Is that
very nice?
Is that a nice firm 33C?
Yeah, I work out a lot.
Yeah.
I keep a toned body.
You know, I can't take it anymore.
If she didn't work out, she'd be a 33D. Because she's eating up a lot of that fat.
I see what you're saying.
I suggest you take a couple months off and get yourself another half a cup size.
Not bad. Now tell me what you.
No, I don't need big things.
Just shut up and show your breast.
I want to know.
No. I don't want anything fake. I want you to stop working out so we can see some fat take its rightful place on your tubes.
Because I have a lean body and I want to keep it that way.
Yeah. Oh, you have a great body, and that's why I want to know what you do with it. But right now, what do you fantasize about? What do you think about when you're masturbating?
Like in the movie theater, it's always like when you're out on a date with somebody, and it's like you're masturbating. You almost want to just get up and just get on them.
At the movie theater?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No kidding.
Do you like watching dirty movies, by the way?
Well, the thing is, it's like it has to be something exciting.
Uh-huh.
It's exciting. It gets you messing around with each other. And next thing you know, you're just like so hot. And you just want to just get up and, you know, get on
it.
It's obnoxious. It's a show-off.
And the thing of it is that all this stuff is going on off to the side where you're by yourself, but somebody else could see. But then there's those parts of the movie where the movie theater gets really bright when the screen is real bright.
Yeah, and then that's you say to him, "Wait, we got to pause."
Because that's where you look down and you see, my God, everything I own is laid out bare. Anybody could see me. They could see everything I own right now if they just look to the right.
It would be like such a fantasy because it's something that, I mean, I've never done, and it would be exciting, but I don't know if I'd get away with it.
Yeah, you know what amazes me is
it's the whole point of fantasy.
Absolutely.
I know.
Charge to the event.
Fantasize about all these things, and we could try to live them out in our own home.
Yeah.
What's the most shameful thing you've ever fantasized about that made you go, oh, I can't believe I thought that?
Boy, I don't really know. Two girls.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty garden variety.
Mm-hmm,
yeah, but I would not want to do a girl. I think girls are pretty and everything, but I don't really have a taste for them.
Somebody wants this bacon.
Yeah. Well, you would need to have a taste for them.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to have a taste for them, but I don't. I'd rather taste a guy.
Well, I just hope the next.
That was hot.
Thanks for the call, Linda.
Thanks.
Wow. All right, then.
She's not Miss Perfect. She's Miss Perfect for tonight.
God almighty.
Hey, Elise.
Hey.
How you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Good. What's your fantasy?
My fantasy is men, but manly men. Give me Grizzly Adams, okay? I want a man.
You want a hairy guy with a hairy back with a nice big gut and a bald head.
That's right.
Well, actually, I am attracted to I am attracted to guys that are bald, actually.
Yeah.
I think Stephen Hawking is sexy as hell.
Stephen Hawking?
No kidding? Really?
No, I'm not kidding. Henry Kissinger, yeah. I think I like the cerebral type of guy.
Henry Kissinger?
Wait, Stephen Hawking, isn't he the guy that's...
Stephen Hawking is the man.
Really? What would you do to Hawk?
He'd probably talk to you about some stuff that would make you get yourself off. Okay?
Well, you know what?
Let me ask you, though. What would you do with the Hawk and your fantasy with Hawk? What happens?
Well, first of all, I'd probably have to study and learn just so I could talk to him about the kind of stuff that, you know, the average person can't just sit down and have a conversation with him. He's definitely on a different
plane. You know what? Not necessarily, because the computer that was invented for him specifically that allows him to talk, that the guy that invented that and worked with him, Hawking... Hawking, he stole that guy's wife.
Yeah, the nurse.
He stole her. And so Hawking...
She's kind of hot, too.
She is hot. You don't have to talk real cerebral with him all the time. I think it can get pretty crazy.
But that's like Albert Einstein?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I would love that. But, like, I'm not a hot-looking babe or anything like that. I'm an average girl. But I just want the men out there, the construction workers, the guys that have calluses on their hands, they can come put their hands on me.
Hot. Okay? Thanks, Elise.
Okay.
Bye. You know, it's funny, talking about unusual fantasies or matchups.
What in the world is going on?
That's the Hawk.
That is Hawk.
I love calling him the Hawk.
Hell yeah.
So ridiculous.
Yes. Well, he's got that in his wheelchair. It says the Hawk on it.
Hey, Matt, what's up?
I just have to throw Walters. You got to take one more call. I mean, you cannot end this with a chick who wants to do Albert Einstein and get back to Henry Kissinger and Stephen Hawking.
And the Hawk. I know. And then also says that she's not good looking.
Exactly. And she's a hag on top of it. I mean, come on. This has been a great segment, and it cannot end that way.
That was kind of disappointing.
You know, that's true.
That's like climbing Mount Rushmore and finding a McDonald's at the top. Hey, get me off the phone and get one more phone call.
Okay, yeah, right? I'm going to try. We'll hunt and pick till we get a good one.
All right.
Good point, Matt. That was
good observation. Let's go for the gold right away.
We have another questionable fantasy. Who's this?
Sue.
Sue, and what's your fantasy?
Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, one of the guys from there.
What?
Gross.
See, now next. This isn't a good one to go out with.
No, that's not going to work.
This is like batting practice. You've been ripping line drives, and all of a sudden you hit a pop-up.
Yeah, no, that's not
going to
work.
One more.
Yeah, let's just move on. We need to get blood in this thing. We have to get everyone re-engorged immediately. All the blood is returning to the circulatory system.
Hello, Riff.
Hey, Drew, I just want to let you know.
Get out of here.
Another pop-up.
Trying to get a boner here.
Okay, hold on. Melissa, what's up?
Hello.
How you doing?
Hello. Hi.
What do you look like, Melissa?
5'5", 110.
Hot.
Brown hair, brown eyes.
Rapture?
Very nice.
34C.
Nice. Oh, 34C. Nice. You know, 34C is a great
size. Yeah,
that's
it really is. That's perfection. And okay. Your perfection.
And what's your fantasy, Melissa?
Actually, me and my boyfriend, we used to have threesomes like a couple times a month with one of my girlfriends.
Really? A couple times a month?
Yeah, and I would say a couple months ago, every time we would do it, we would try to like overdo our last time and...
It's pretty hard to do, doesn't it?
Yeah. We decided to blindfold one another, and we took turns blindfolding each other. And then when it was my turn to get blindfolded, they just doused me down with whipped cream and were squeezing oranges all over my body and just kissing me all over. And he was kissing all over my breast. And he was.
So now this is a friend of yours?
We don't do it anymore because she has a steady boyfriend. So
does he know about it?
Well, she tells pretty much every guy for attention, I think.
Mm-hmm. So what...
But how did it affect your relationship with her as a friend? I mean, could you, like, hang out with her and just be just like...
Yeah, we were the best of friends. Like, they had sexual intercourse. I would say, like, the longer our relationship progressed, like, I thought it was really hot to watch them.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I would say the first couple times we tried it, it bothered me, but... The more we did it, the more comfortable I got.
And so you never really got...
The older things got.
And that you never really ended up getting jealous like now. There's no jealousy. You still hang out with your girlfriend. No big deal.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's wild. Oh, God, this lucky guy.
I know. He's got it made.
Now would you be looking for a new playmate?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you go now? Where do you go? I mean, do you ever go away places to find people, or do you? Because it seems to me like in your backyard, that's kind of complicated. Because what if the person gets kind of wiggy?
Right.
I think I'd worry about that.
Oh wow.
Well, I always tell him that I want to go find people. He's like, "How do you do that?" I'm like, "Well, let's just go meet people and talk." And he just thinks that people will look at us like we're crazy.
But where do you meet people?
I go to college, and I meet girls that way, and, I mean, I'm really comfortable.
Guy hasn't made. You go to college, pick up the co-eds, and bring them home for his enjoyment.
But wouldn't it be easier to meet people at some like-minded environment,
like a
website or...
Swingers convention.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Seriously, that's what I would
or
do.
Or sex club. I mean,
definitely, because they're there, they have the same interests, you know why they're there, and you're seeing them physically.
Yeah, and you don't have to get past that awkward moment of... Hey, you know, I was thinking, I'm going to bring you home so you can do my husband or my boyfriend. And then they go, what?
Next thing you know, you're labeled.
I trust the other women. I trust my friends. I wouldn't trust just any woman.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, because then they'll be trying to sneak off with him and they'll catch him in a weak moment or something.
So
that's a lot to lay on a guy, that you're okay with him doing this, and then... You know, he gets carried away when the other girl calls and says, "Hey, you know what? I'm not too busy right now. I know your wife's not around."
Yeah, right.
I can hardly wait. I'm so horny. Yeah. And he's like, "Well, she doesn't care if I do her anyway when she's around. So just do it this one time." The next thing you know, you have a situation where there's you're breaking the trust.
That's it.
Although, gee, who would spoil an arrangement like that?
So, bottom line, what do you do now when you masturbate? You fantasize about another one of these situations?
Yeah, or just him in general.
Just him, yeah.
You fantasize
about... So you just think about him.
You fantasize about him with another woman?
Only that one particular girl that has been with us, yeah.
Oh, okay. You go back to that in your mind.
You find it utterly hot seeing him with her?
When they have sexual intercourse, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, was there something else that you...
Just because I'm able to see her reactions and, it's like, wow, he can, make another woman scream like that.
Well, now, what if he's doing something else to her? You know, I don't know, another major sex act.
I really found that I enjoyed myself watching.
So is the bottom line that...
Even when she would perform oral sex on him and,
You like that?
I would tell her, let me show you how to do it right.
Oh, no kidding. What a wild time you have.
Can we go home now?
Jeez, oh, Pete.
Boy, what college is this? Hold on, we'll put you on hold and find out what school this is.
Now, the thing of it is, though...
Just like walk the campus with a Woody.
Is it okay that... See, he can do to the other girl whatever he wants as long as it's something that he's already done to you. I mean, what if he does something with her that he's never done to you?
Well, actually, I'm not into anal sex. And
oh, you read my mind.
She's into that. So
yeah.
If he wanted to experience that with her, mm-hmm. he'd go ahead and do that.
Did he? Did he experience that with her?
No, uh-uh.
Oh. So there's your next fantasy is watching him okay. take her from behind.
Hold.
Yeah. And that's right. when you're going to go nuts.
Can you hang on for a minute?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think we've ended this on a high note.
That's pretty sweet. That's awful sweet.
Drew and Mike in the morning.
We are sexy. We are sexy bitches. Yeah.
On 101.